The force that headed west across the Pacific may have been smaller in numbers than the armada that gathered off the coast of Normandy, but the U.S. Fifth Fleet boasted no fewer than 16 aircraft carriers and more than 900 combat aircraft. The attack group carried two divisions of Marines and one of Army infantry, and the stakes of both invasions were similar. British historian and strategist H.P. Wilmot argues that in May 1944, both Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan retained some hope of avoiding defeat. But while much bloody fighting would remain, the battles in Normandy and the Marianas left no doubt about the outcome. The Marianas were the strategic key of the Western Pacific. Air bases on Guam and Tinian put Tokyo within range of the new B-29 bombers that would reduce Japan's cities to ashes. Guam provided a forward base for the American submarines that would sink what was left of Japan's shipping. The Japanese acknowledged the importance of the islands by sending nearly all of their navy out to fight and lost three aircraft carriers and 90% of their carrier aviation in the Battle of the Philippine Sea. In his book, June 1944, H.P. Wilmot notes that, in addition to Normandy, this month saw American troops take Rome, Marines storm the beaches of Saipan, and B-29s bomb Japan from bases in southern China supplied from India. No other nation ever waged war on such a scale. 75 years ago, today, the United States emerged as a superpower. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.